106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with a little help from an Airedale angel on my shoulder.
When I was just a little white-eyed child, trying to beat the heat, I saw that cool, clear water running in the creek. Well, I climbed up on the highest branch of a tall pine tree. Well, I closed my eyes and I held my breath. She said, you better look before you leave. You might find yourself in way too deep. There may be danger that you can't see. You better look before you leave. When I got a little bit older, well, I was talking with my best friend. I told her I had kissed a boy and I wanted to do it again. She said, let's go see my big sister. Well, maybe she can talk some sense. And she's in a world of trouble, and she's the voice of experience. Her sister told us, look before you leave. You might find yourself in way too deep.
Typical joyous energy, saucy vocals, and powerful piano. meet at the border of Texas Stomp Rock and Louisiana Blues Swamp. She started taking lessons when she began school back home in Vinton and showed an early interest in New Orleans-style keyboards, as exemplified by Fats Domino, Professor Longhair, and James Booker, with elements of Cajun-fueled Zydeco and Boogie Woogie. Marsh's roadside attractions from 11, Cooks, Rattles, and Rocks with energetic tracks like Look Before You Leap. Welcome to the quincentennial of the award-winning 3D radioactivity. Your Uncle Marty never imagined that we would achieve 500 regular episodes, 67 of them with unique features containing over 9,100 songs with 679 hours of programming while not repeating a track for well over 300 of our adventures. That's nearly 6.5 years. You won't hear something here that you haven't heard previously, which seems like a good featured focus for us to look into. We may play different numbers with the same title. However, we'll make sure we don't repeat any cuts we've played before.
You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner. You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner.
Well, one fine day I met this girl. She was oh so fine. Well, she said, boy, I'm gonna love you for a long time. Now I said, oh, wait, ha, wait, oh, wait, oh, wait.
You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner. You got to look before you leap. Heartaches around every corner.
Well, she said, right, I'm gonna prove you're wrong. Just you wait and see. Now take my hand and look into my eyes, and you'll disagree. But I said, now wait, wait, oh wait, yes, wait.
You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner. You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner.
Now that she has seen the light, I am misunderstood. Cause the very next day she walked away with someone else like I knew she would. So I said, now look, look.
Before you leave,
believe me, baby,
there's heartaches around every corner. You got to look before you leave.
I'm telling you now,
there's heartaches around every corner.
So look, look,
look before you leave.
Treat me like you did the night before. Yes. me wanna cry. Were you telling
by the chimney, checking out the moon and the city lights. He takes off his flannel shirt and he drapes it around her shoulders. He slides up behind her and holds on tight. And she says, I don't want this night to end. Why does it have to end? Tomorrow shall be rolling down.
And I sheep down below. He's coming back to claim us. Will you be ready to go? The darkest hour is just before dawn. The
sunrise, with tears standing in my eyes. And I had the blues before sunrise, with tears standing in my eyes. It's such a miserable feeling, a feeling I do despise. Everybody's down on me. Seems like everybody, ooh, everybody's down on me. I'm gonna cast my troubles down in the deep blue sea. Has been such a long, oh, lonesome day. Today has been a long, oh, lonesome day. I've been sitting here thinking, my mind a million miles away. Blue starts a rolling, and it stops at my front door. Blue starts a rolling, and it stops at my front door. I'm gonna change my way of living, ain't going to worry no more. Now I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. Now I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna buy me a hard shooting pistol and put her in her grave.
Telling all the world about blues power, feel inside. Well, he take his guitar, he called Lucy, in his two big powerful hands, squeeze till the sky would start to cry. On a cold day in December, news came from Tennessee. Turn my world a darker blue, fill me with misery. Seemed like the whole world got the blues at sunrise. I ain't felt so sad since I can't remember when. And Beale Street just won't be the same without him. Never gonna see the light him again. Sad since I can't remember when. And Beale Street just won't be the same without him. Never gonna see the likes of him again.
Wake me up before
Wham! The British dance pop duo advised us to wake me up before you go. Their number one global hit showing how they were able to make it big. The number one album from 84. It's about a guy who's head over heels for his girl and is bummed when he finds out she went dancing while he slept. 2003's Hall of Shame was from Chris Kane, a blues artist with an international following, having played the club circuit since the mid-80s, which gave him a good perspective on how the world got the blues before sunrise. Another blues before sunrise was the 1934 single, written by Leroy Carr and played by Scrapper Blackwell, an acoustic single note picker in the Chicago Piedmont style. He was given the nickname by his grandmother because of his fiery nature as a child. Emmylou Harris's Roses in the Snow from 80 found her performing bluegrass-inspired music with material by Flat and Scruggs, Paul Simon, the Carter Family, and Johnny Cash. Guests include Johnny, Dolly Parton, Albert Lee, Linda Ronstadt, Ricky Skaggs, and Willie Nelson. It features The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn, written by bluegrass banjo legend Ralph Stanley. Some Hearts won 3 Grammys for Carrie Underwood, including Best New Artist in 05, as she rose to fame as the winner of the 4th season of American Idol. Her debut album spotlights the track The Night Before Life Goes On. In alternative, The Night Before was written by Lennon and McCartney with verses that have a call-and-response structure, as Paul's lead vocal alternates with John and George Harrison's harmonies. In the 65 film Help, the Beatles performed this one in the shadow of Stonehenge, on location at Salisbury Plain. The Dave Clark Five got us moving with their warning a year later to Look Before You Leap, as part of their album Satisfied With You during the British invasion. They had 12 UK top 40 hits, with another 5 in the US before they disbanded, after less than a decade in the spotlight. These are the classic hits on LeCom Radio 88.5 FM, Erie, Pennsylvania, Mile High Radio in Denver, The Acid Flashback, Village Connection Radio in Long Island, New York, and The Choice on ZComRadio.com, 101.5 WZCM, Schaumburg and Chicago. I'm everybody's Uncle Marty with some waterlogged tunes to put before you on the 500th edition of the award-winning 3D Radioactivity.
Like the calm before the storm. Yeah, you like Happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Tip of your tongue, and I know that accusing look, everybody knows I've been so wrong. That's the problem, and here's the hook.
Tears before bedtime, they'll be trouble tonight. I don't want to talk about anymore. I don't want to have enough. I don't want to talk, I don't want to fight. Won't that I be before I
tears at you, boo-hoo-hoo, that can be no defense. You say you forgive and forget, but it's only a pretend.
Tears before bedtime, there'll be trouble tonight. I don't want to talk about anything. I don't want to have enough. I don't want to talk about what if I'm wrong. Can I be
something to disconnect my mind? I sleep with my fist clenched tight when I don't. Suspicious death tortures me at night, but I can't excuse the cruel words that I use whenever we fight.
Tears before bedtime, there'll be trouble tonight. I don't wanna talk about it anymore. I don't wanna have a dog. I don't wanna talk about it. I don't wanna fight. I don't wanna be what I am right. Now I can't. How long can I be before I am right? I don't.
Way before! travel on the ground or in the sky. All my schemes have come unraveled. All that's left is you and I. And I will try, but I will stumble. Showing signs, shipping with truth there, lighting fires all down the line. And I will try, and I will stumble, but I will fly. He told me so.
Go, we have one more cut. First, let me tell you that it's also the title to a track from John Hiatt's 15th, Crossing Muddy Waters, that came out at the Millennium. A raw project, recorded with no drummer. It was a purely acoustic album that brought elements of bluegrass into his root sound. The title is a pun, referencing a certain legendary mojo blues man. Joe McCalkinen and Tom Hobson fingerpicked their way through a qua bonus track in 74 with I'll Let You Know Before We Leave. Just Let Go from 97 is by Coco Montoya, who performs some soul, R&B, and even country-tinged music on the set, but he's at his best on the blues, as featured on his track, Never Seen You Cry This Way Before. Tears Before Bedtime were on view in 82's Imperial Bedroom by Elvis Costello and the Attractions, the best album of the year in the Village Voice, Paz and Jop critics poll. Here he proves that he can play both as a songwriter and a record maker. Freddie Fender gave us his number one two-chart hit, Before the Next Teardrop Falls, a classic tune from his 74 release of the same name, performed bilingually, with the first half in English, then repeating that portion in Spanish, about a man's undaunted determination to save his heart for the just-departed object of his deep but unrequited love. Late for the Sky is the third by singer-songwriter Jackson Brown on Asylum in 74 that reached the top 20. Called his most mature, conceptually unified work to date, the themes are love, loss, identity, and apocalypse, as if only a few survived, the human race would continue according to the track Before the Deluge. Calm Before the Storm is on 86's Can't Hold Back, the sixth release by Eddie Money, that made it to number 20 in the top 200. His string of top 40 hits and platinum albums has ended, as he found eternal calm last week. So this one goes out to his buddy, Steven. Number 500 is almost done. Up next is 501. And since this feature was before, it's only logical that after would come next. Tell me any suggestions you may have by sending email to 3dradio@usa.com or with a message on our Facebook page, which has links to the archives of all the earlier episodes, along with the graphics, over in the photo section. Tell your family and best friends to look for us on TuneIn and InternetFM.com, because the best FM radio is now on the Internet. Our closing number was written as a bet. As explained in the liner notes to the 91 box set, the author was at home in Hawaii, about to go on tour. The guy who was going to take him to the airport said, "We've got 15 minutes, I bet you can't write a song in that amount of time." You don't smart off like that to this cat. And he did it. This one, for his friend, is the result. As it was not only released as a single that reached number 7 on the Hot 100, it became the band's highest charting hit. Until we meet again for 3D installment number 501, here is folk rockers Crosby, Stills, and Nash from 77's CSN, as Graham Nash gives us just a song, Before I Go.
Sound, it's easy to get burned.